I'm going to put this under the prophet's corner and cut. This is 11:22-20. This is more for your information. This is the communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. The Bilderman Report of 1956 and COVID-19. You know how long they've been planning this? 100 years. They've been planning what they're doing today for 100 years. All right, this is the chart of coercion. Isolation deprives individuals of social support, of his ability to resist, makes individual dependent upon the captor. Individual develops an intense concern with self. That's under the coercion chart. Under COVID-19, isolation is social distancing, isolation from loved ones, massive job loss, solitary confinement and semi-isolation, quarantines and containment camps. Under the chart of coercion, manipulation of perception fixes all attention upon immediate predicament, frustrates all actions not consistent with compliance, eliminates stimuli competing with those controlled by the captor. Under COVID-19, the monopolization of perception is restrict movement, create monotony, boredom, prevent gathering, meetings, concerts, sports, dominate all media for 24/7, censor information. You see what they're doing? You see the way they push it? It's just COVID, 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 COVID in your face. Nothing about the election, nothing about their fraud, nothing about what they've done, nothing about any of that kind of stuff. All right, the chart of coercion induces debility and exhaustion. Weakens mental and physical ability to resist. People become worn out by tension and fear. See, this is what hit them over, 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 over. This is what the devil does. He just punches, 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 and he'll keep doing it and doing it and do it until they go down. That's what the media is doing with their fake news. Fake, 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 fake. That's why we deal with the idiots we do in the restaurant we went to this last week. All right, induced debility. Forced to stay at home. All media is negative, not permitted to exercise or socialize. Divide and conquer. Threats. Cultivates anxiety and despair. Gives demands and consequences for non-compliance. Under COVID-19, threats and intimidation. Threaten to close business. Levy fines. Predict extension of quarantine. Forces vaccines. Creates in containment camps. I think in the state of California, that real winner they got there and as their governor, he has put some really heavy restrictions, and every law enforcement agency in California refuses to enforce his laws. Refuses to enforce not anything but COVID restrictions. They refuse to enforce any COVID restrictions. Mask wearing, social distancing, gathering more than 10 in a home, whatever. Okay, occasional indulgences. Provides motivation for compliance. Hinders adjustment to deprivation. Creates hope for change. Reduces resistance. This keeps people unsure of what is happening. Under COVID, occasional indulgences. Allowing reopening of some stores and services. Lets restaurants open, but only at a certain capacity. Increases more people allowed together. Follow concessions with tougher rules. In other words, we'll give you a little bit to make you think, give you a little bit of hope, and then pull it all back again. You see this with these first wave, second wave, you know, all this mess. Demonstrate omnipotence. Demonstrates futility of resistance. Shows who is in charge. Provides positive motivation for compliance. We'll pay off your student loans. But what we didn't tell you is you can never own any private property. And we're going to put you in this 8x8 cubicle with a pot and a cot, like, we know about that pot and cot situation, what's going to happen there. Just think about this. What you're doing here, this is what you're horse and the rider. Demonstrate omnipotence. Shut down entire economies across the world. Create money out of nowhere. Force dependency. Develop total surveillance with nanochips and 5G. They say a lot of what people are experiencing is not a virus, it's like I was telling Danny, there's something they've had problems adjusting the filters and different things with the 5G, and that's actually what people are going through when they might feel a certain way. That's why we just pray God's protection upon us. Degradation makes resistance seem worse than compliance, creates feelings of helplessness, creates fear of freedom, dependence upon captors. People are holed up captive in their home, afraid to come out, do anything. Humiliation or degradation techniques, this is under COVID. Shame people who refuse masks, don't distance. Make people stand on circles and between lines. Make people stand outside and wait in queues. Sanitation stations in every shop. I haven't used hand sanitizer this whole year, and I'm not going to. They showed a picture of a hand sanitizer deal outside, and where it had dripped on the metal, had eaten the metal up. I'll tell you about that. Enforcing trivial demands develops habit of compliance. Demands made are illogical and contradictory. Rules on compliance may change, reinforces who is in control. Under COVID, it enforces trivial demands. Family members must stand apart, mask in home, and even when having sex. Random limits on people allowed to be together, sanitizers to be used over and over in a day. Kind of like a conservative woman, she told her kids, well, let's just put it all in the bathtub and let's just roll around in it. Just how stupid. The chart of coercion above is drawn from the Bilderman Report on communist brainwashing techniques used by the Chinese and North Koreans on captured American servicemen to make them psychological as well as physical prisoners. Dr. Alfred D. Bilderman, M.A., presented his report at the New York Academy of Medicine November 13, 1956. Compare right column with your experience this year. So we see the same old demonic techniques that the devil's always used, he is still using today. Okay.